Today's episode is brought to you by rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Welcome to the Locked On Minnesota Twins podcast. We're going to win, Twins. We're going to score. 9 days away from opening day, 9 days from Josh Donaldson making his debut with the Minnesota Twins, 9 days from Luis Arraez being back in the box, making pitchers pay, 9 days from Nelson Cruz hitting majestic blast, starting at Guaranteed Rate Field and soon to be at Target Field, 9 days from Max Kepler becoming Christian Yelich. That one's maybe a little far, but you know, Kepler's back too. 9 days from Byron Buxton at 100% in center field and batting ninth for the Twins. 9 days from Eddie Rosario trying to be better at getting on base in 2020. 9 days from Jorge Polanco trying to put together another all-star campaign this summer. 9 days from Miguel Sano, maybe, opening up as the starting first baseman and making a name for himself at a new position. 9 days from Mitch Garver trying to follow up a historic 2019 season where he won the Silver Slugger Award. 9 days from Jose Berríos trying to dominate in 10 to 12 starts, something he's done in the first half for basically his entire career. 9 days from Rich Hill, who's been so good since 2016. Only a slew of some of the best right-handers in baseball, including Kluber and Scherzer, have been better than Rich Hill since 2016. Also the lefty Clayton Kershaw with his fellow lefty at the time, Rich Hill. 9 days from Jake Odorizzi trying to put together another special season in 2020 as well. I can't wait, and I'm so excited to talk to you today. And I do have some concerns today that I want to talk about. And we're going to give some updates from around the league too. Jordan Hicks, the closer, flamethrowing closer for the Cardinals, he wasn't really expected to play, has opted out of the 2020 season. Type 1 diabetic, and I definitely empathize with that because I'm type 1 diabetic. So, you know, it's something that I would have thought about if I was a Major League Baseball player. I just almost made it. No, I did not. But it's something I would have thought about if I was going to play or not. I think ultimately it would have been, you know, I would have played. I think I would have been out there, but it's easier said than done. So Jordan Hicks going to opt out with a medical condition, rehabbing from Tommy John. All the best to him in his recovery and in his time off from the game. So that's what we've heard. Also, Miguel Sano remains out of camp, and that's what I want to talk about today because I think it's a really important piece to talk about as we look forward to opening day. William Zacidio remains out of camp. Good news, Edward Colina and Nick Gordon have been cleared, 2 negative tests consecutively, so they've been cleared, but I think they remain in Fort Myers for the time being just to be safe before they come up to Minneapolis. Could be wrong, could be updated by the last time I saw that a few days ago from Seth Stowes, that is, but they have been cleared, reportedly. Miguel Sano, though, the Twins starting first baseman, the slugger who was expected to have a special year. In 105 games last year, he hit 34 home runs. He was truly exceptional from July 1st on. And basically from like June 28th on, was the second best third baseman in all of baseball to only Alex Bregman. Or it might have been in the AL. I think Rendon was in the top three too, but right up there. Moves over to first base for Josh Donaldson. Loved to do it. It sounded like he was really gracious in moving over to first base for Donaldson. And how exciting is it that Donaldson's going to be out there on opening day in a Twins uniform? But Sano remains out after a positive COVID-19 test last week. Has yet to have 2 negative tests, so he cannot join camp. And here's my feeling on it. And I think I'm, if you look around, I think I'm as big of a Miguel Sano fan as you're going to find as far as baseball player Miguel Sano, because I definitely don't harbor on strikeouts. I think this man can be an elite slugger in this game. He's in the first percentile for swing and miss, but he's also in the 100th percentile for hard hit rate. He does damage, and he's patient. Walk rate above 12% last year, I think it was, right around 12%. This guy can do damage. He has done damage, and he's already, established counting numbers in home runs that are right up there with Twins greats as far as third basemen go. And I think he can be an elite slugger, and I think the Twins believe in that too, signing him to an extension this offseason. But he tested positive for coronavirus, and the main thing is that he's asymptomatic. So he sent a video out on Instagram saying he doesn't have any symptoms in his body. He's feeling good, and he's hoping to get back out there soon. But here's what you got to think about as we're 9 days away from the Twins playing. And it sounds like there haven't been enough setbacks as far as the testing situation goes to derail an opening day. So it feels more and more every day like we're going to actually get to opening day. Whether we get past opening day, whether we get past August and September, that is definitely still way up in the air and cannot be determined yet as teams start to travel and go around the country and interact with each other and go out. And I mean, I'm not going to speculate on any of that. Let's talk Miguel Sano. I think, in my opinion, if Miguel Sano is not back to Twins camp by this Thursday, if he's not cleared by this Thursday and he's back at least on Thursday, and I think maybe you give him till Friday, but that's pushing it for me, he shouldn't start on opening day, and I don't even think he should start opening weekend in Chicago. And I'll tell you why. I again, am a huge Miguel Sano fan. I think he's an elite slugger. I think he's a huge part of this lineup and a really important part of this team. And I think he's going to be a really important piece to not only the 2020 lineup, but into the future, too. I think he's a mainstay, and I think he's an anchor. But I think we are disregarding or underrating how important it is for these hitters. All we've heard from camp so far in live BP and in inter-squad games is that pitching is dominating. I mean, guys are not really down with their timing yet, and that's to be expected, of course. We knew that was maybe going to happen. I think it was a little bit of a surprise that the pitchers are so ready to go, but that means a lot of pitchers are ready to go on a lot of different teams, and so you want your best lineup, your most prepared lineup out there on opening day, and even more so when every game is almost three times more important. So I think Marwin Gonzalez should be out there on opening day at first base, and I would go as far to say that he should be out there on opening weekend, and it pains me to say it, but I'm saying that's only if Miguel Sano's not back by the end of the week, because that just doesn't give you enough time to ramp up. It doesn't give you enough time to get an inter-squad game, really, or to get enough live BP reps. You know, only 3 days next week before opening day for the Twins. I guess they have Thursday, too, so 4 days. And this is an aggressive stance that I'm taking here, but I really believe that if he's not back by the end of the week, you should see Marwin Gonzalez's name in there on the opening day card and Rocco Baldelli's opening day card. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand specifications and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Marwin Gonzalez has been at camp. Marwin Gonzalez has been in inter-squad games. Marwin Gonzalez has been at live batting practice. You cannot tell me that Miguel Sano is going to be more prepared than Marwin Gonzalez, if he only has next week to prepare, if he only has this weekend and next week. You cannot. I'm not saying in any sense of the imagination that Marwin Gonzalez is a better player than Miguel Sano. I think Miguel Sano is an all-star, borderline all-star, who I think has potential to be even more special than that. But I think when you're gauging this season, this super odd 60-game sprint season, you think about every game as it's Game 7 of the World Series. And I think, you know, that stance is maybe more easier for a fan to say, because I want to believe that every game is the importance of a Game 7. I know in an 162-game season, sometimes a Wednesday night game against the Royals, we're a little more checked out than we would be usually, because it's just so many games. And I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love it. But there are those games where you're like, well, this doesn't feel like it means as much. Every game matters, and every game matters almost three times as much more in this season. So I could see the alternate viewpoint. I could see Rocco Baldelli and the staff deciding, let's say Miguel Sano comes back by the end of the week, or comes back even this next weekend. And this is all speculation. We don't know when he's coming back. He might not even come back before opening day. Who knows? But if, let's say that Rocco Baldelli, he comes back, Rocco Baldelli's talking with Derek Falvey and Thad Levine, I could see them saying, okay, the risk that we take, or the what's showing that we care about every game being three times as much more, that we're balancing that delicacy, we're going to put our best player on the field whether we think he's ready or not. So I could see that. I could see them rolling the dice on Miguel Sano on that opening day game and in that opening day series. And this could end up not mattering at all. You know, maybe he doesn't play all weekend and the Twins sweep the White Sox. You don't know, but you might go back to one or two games, and you cannot look at any of these games as just, you know, games. They're not. They are almost three games apiece for every game that you would normally have, and especially when it's against a divisional rival who's expected to be a somewhat competitor in the Chicago White Sox. So you need to think about that long and hard, about whether you want Miguel Sano, who hasn't been at camp and is maybe not even going to get a week at camp before opening day, hasn't had inter-squad games, hasn't really had live BP that we know about. I know he's working out, and I trust that he's in great game shape. I really trust that Miguel Sano his body. I think he's ready to go, but we cannot undermine that this timing that these hitters need is super important. And we've already seen, and it scares me, that the hitters at camp right now are having trouble. Think about Miguel Sano. He hasn't even been there. He's got to warm back up. I know every guy's different. Some guys it takes 200 at-bats. Some guys it takes 5 at-bats. They know Miguel Sano better than I do, absolutely, and they know better Miguel Sano better than we do. But we just, I think it's important to think about and important to analyze that decision, because if he comes back in that arbitrary time range of like Thursday to Sunday this week, and you're thinking about opening day, and you're thinking about how Miguel Sano hasn't been there, and you depend how it depends how he looks in inter squad games and in live BP, of course. But if all things are equal there, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know on opening day. I think I'd think long and hard about it. I want my pretty lineup to be out there with Miguel Sano batting sixth, fifth, or sixth behind Donaldson and Rosario or Kepler, whoever that might be. I want that, and they're going to see that. I'm saying he might even be back, you know, that opening day series against the Cardinals, or that home opener series against the Cardinals, because he'd get live BP before the White Sox games. He'd be able to maybe hit in the cage before those games just to get some extra days in to get his timing back and to get himself ready. Again, I don't know his condition. I don't know if he's in baseball shape. I don't know how he's swinging the bat right now. So all those things I'm going in blind with. But I'm saying if all things are equal in a vacuum, and you're asking me if I want to put a guy out there on opening day when these games mean three times as much than they normally do, who hasn't been in camp for more than a week, against a guy who's not as good, but is a veteran, is a professional, has won a World Series in, you know, ways that were not very good, as we found out this offseason, but has been at camp for 3 weeks. I don't know. I think it's a harder decision than Twins fans are going to make it out to be. I think a lot of Twins fans are just going to say, you put Miguel Sano out there, he's a better player, and I can totally understand that. And if they do that, I'm going to love to see Miguel Sano out there on opening day. He could be back tomorrow. None of this will matter, because I think if he's back in the next few days, yes, you start him on opening day because he has enough time. I mean, every day matters so much, not only during the regular season with games, but right now, every day of inner squad, every day of batting practice matters. It's super important. So every day that goes by where Miguel Sano's asymptomatic, not in camp, it hurts his chances, I think, of being in the opening day lineup, because I do believe that the Twins know how important it is. And again, as a player, Miguel Sano might be a guy who doesn't need that many at-bats. But when I think about Miguel Sano, I don't want Miguel Sano going out there in his first six games for the Twins and going like 0 for 25, because I know he's capable of that. Again, I think he can be an elite slugger. I think he's a really, really good hitter. I think he's a highly underrated hitter, and I think he's going to have a monstrous summer. But I think he could go out there in the first 5, 6, 7 games and just like lay an egg. And could the lineup carry him? Totally. Give him a chance to get those at-bats, get his feet under him, and maybe the lineup carries him and they go 5-1 in those games or 6-1 in those games, and I could see that as well. I just think you have to think about it a little bit more in the sense of who's more ready to go. Who's going to come up bases loaded? Do you want a prepared Marwin Gonzalez or an unprepared Miguel Sano? And those two, it's not one or the other, and it's not a, you know, black or white. I think he's probably somewhere in the middle when he comes back. Again, we don't know. I just think this is a big decision for the Twins, and I also think it's going to be one of the first times that we see Rocco Baldelli kind of balance that of every game meaning three times as much of, you know, maybe Jose Berríos goes an extra inning in a bigger game, and maybe he doesn't, because you're thinking about the long run, or you want Taylor Rogers in there in the fifth or sixth inning. It's going to be fascinating to see what this, not only coaching staff, but the front office does at the trade deadline, what Rocco does on a game-to-game basis, decision-by-decision basis with the bullpen, with the lineup. I think it's going to be so fascinating in a 60-game sprint, and especially in games against the White Sox and Indians, the two teams that are expected to push the Twins in the AL Central. And I think the first decision that they're going to have to make, I think, but if he's back in the next 2 days, I don't think it matters, and he absolutely could be. He could not even be back by opening day again. But I think the first decision that they make is, do you want Miguel Sano in your opening day lineup? A guy who has a tendency in his past to be a streaky hitter. Do you want him in the heart of your opening day lineup in a game against the White Sox that you could look back at, in a series against the White Sox that you could look back at, that you probably will look back at if you lose the division? If you lose the division by 2 games to the Indians or to the White Sox, you're going to look back at this series and you're going to say, Miguel Sano wasn't ready. And if he goes 0 for 10 or 0 for 8 or whatever, I think we're going to look back and wish that maybe Marwin Gonzalez got a few more at-bats and they just let Miggy get ready at camp and in the batting cage. But It's not my job. It's just something that I like to talk about, and I think it's a really interesting decision and a fascinating one as we get closer to opening day. 9 days. 9 days, Twins fans. We're almost there. I'll be back tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day. Go Twins, and go get them.